This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you with us as we talk to the folks at the Ronald McDonald House in Danville today. We're bringing you an update on the house and their efforts to help the families of sick children who are being treated at Geisinger nearby. We're joined today by Mike Turles, the executive director. Also with us, Renee Geringer, director of donor relations. Chris Lehman's also with us. She's the house manager and the Camp Dost coordinator. Molly Ongst is joining us. She's the director of marketing and events. In fact, Molly has just recently joined the house itself. We're happy to have the group with us to talk about the Ronald McDonald House. Mike, can you give us first a little background about the Ronald McDonald House in Danville? I remember it as a kid, or at least junior high, being right on Route 11, Bloom Road. So obviously things have changed, and that's four decades ago.
That actually was the original house, and we quickly found out at that time that we were servicing less people because people were staying longer and we were running out of rooms. They had approximately 5 to 8 guest rooms. And the board at that time looked to see if they could expand on that existing facility. Unfortunately, they couldn't. So then they kicked off a capital campaign and built the new Ronald McDonald House, which was established in 1988, where we're essentially located now, which is right on the Geisinger Medical Center campus. We had graduated up to 19 guest rooms now, a fully stocked kitchen, a lovely and comforting living room, an interior fun playroom, an exterior playground. We have a well-stocked laundry room as well.
All right. And it's on the Geisinger campus. It has McDonald's in the name. Give me sort of the structure of what all that means and, you know, who's running the show, I guess.
Well, the Ronald McDonald's of Danville is a non-for-profit organization. Although we sit on the Geisinger Medical Campus and they are our partner hospital, we're not owned and operated by the hospital, but we're very grateful for where we're situated and very grateful for the support we get from them and all our donors. We do carry the McDonald's name, but unfortunately, we're not owned and operated by McDonald's either. Each Ronald McDonald House does have to rely on the community for both their financial and volunteer support.
When this house came into being, how many were there elsewhere? Do you have any idea of, you know, what place in the hierarchy you occupy?
Well, actually, at the time we were established in 1980, there was not a lot of houses. There may have been under 100. And once again, that's not official numbers. That's just an average from what I've heard. However, I was not around, you know, or involved in with the organization at that time. Since then, you know, there are over 360 Ronald McDonald House, majority in the United States. There are some abroad as well. But each Ronald McDonald House is its own not-for-profit organization.
For folks not familiar with the concept of the Ronald McDonald House, tell us what you do there.
The main goal is truly to be a home away from home for family members with ill children. There's actually been feasibility studies that have shown the benefit of having a Ronald McDonald House close to the partner hospital where the child is receiving their medical attention. Our families come to the Geisinger Pediatric Children's Hospital because they have such wonderful services there for the children. We then, when they arrive, a lot of times they're wondering, where are they going to stay? They don't have the funds to go to a hotel. They don't have the funds to go to a laundromat. They don't have the funds to go to a restaurant. That's where the Ronald McDonald House comes in. We provide a home away from home where they can rest, recuperate, have a respite area. They are in take care of themselves, so they're better turned to take care of to help with the ill child. However, it's much more than that. It truly becomes their place where they find comfort with other families. They've been going through two different medical conditions, but really only one parent knows what another parent's going through. There have been plenty of times that friendships have been built under our roof here that last well past their stay with us. So the house becomes in itself truly their home away from home because the study has shown that the families who stay at a Ronald McDonald House, they generally have the children who are most ill. They have been traveled the greatest distance for that medical treatment. So all their support mechanisms generally back home. here under the roof of the Ronald McDonald House, they find that support, not only with each other, but through our volunteers and our staff.
And from my perspective, after spending the last 7 years driving hours to a hospital for my daughter's illness, you can really grasp this and, you know, how important it is. Because, I mean, people can say, well, you have health insurance, you're covered, but there's just so much more that goes into it. Just you know, just a drive or the, like you said, the hotel, and it's that added benefit of connecting with other people.
Absolutely. And even for those who may have some discretionary funds, if you have a child who's in the hospital for any length of time, those funds can be eaten up very quickly. So that's where we come in. We not only provide, you know, the financial relief of that burden, we provide, you know, the support mechanism for them. And sometimes just walking in the door and having our volunteers smile and say, how are you today? We have heard from our families that it makes the world a difference for them, that someone who doesn't really know them is truly concerned of how they're doing. And it just means the world to our families.
And I started interviewing folks there 30-some years ago, so I can vouch for that. Always nice to be able to talk to the volunteers and so forth as you come through that door. How much volunteer effort does this take? I mean, I'm sure there's more than you can name over the years, but how much, you know, at one given time are you dealing with?
Our organization really relies on our volunteers for all our programs, because we not only run our house program, we run a cancer camp that is a full week in the summertime, which our operations manager, Chris, does a wonderful job also coordinating that. We couldn't do that camp if it was not for our volunteers. We also run a family room. That's where we had partnered with the hospital. We had recognized, as did a lot of the medical staff in the hospital, that the families who had critically ill children, they need a place, a respite place inside the hospital, because the families didn't want to be, you know, just 5 feet away from their child's bedside. They didn't want to walk across the parking lot to the Ronald McDonald House, but yet they needed a place inside the hospital where they can grab something quick to eat, grab a nap, and then get back to their child's bedside. So we took a piece of the Ronald McDonald House and established the family room inside the hospital, once again, which is volunteer-driven. So without the volunteers, our organization really could not operate.
And speaking of how you keep running, you run on volunteers, but you also run on the generosity of those donors. So let's switch to Renee Gehringer, literally and figuratively, because I know you folks are gathered around the speakerphone there at the house. Renee, can you tell us a bit about your efforts there, what you do, how you coordinate all this?
Yeah, so over the past 40 years, we have been very fortunate to have such a wonderful family of donors. We couldn't do what we do each and every day without the love and support of those in our community. So we're very fortunate to have a long list of people, new and old, that support us each and every day and keep the house moving for those families and children in need.
And the Bloomsburg Fair recently participated again in helping you folks out, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we have a great partnership with the Bloomsburg Fair and the Bloomsburg Fair Association of board members. It was our fourth year having what we call a share of revenue day, and we were so blessed to, even though it rained that day, of course, we were so blessed to have such a wonderful day, and they recently presented us with a very nice check to support the families.
All right. And what do you do, day to day? I mean, it's I'm sure it keeps you busy, because nonprofits will do that.
Yeah. Well, daily, for my side of things, is just thanking our donors and our family of donors that are with us each and every day. We're so grateful for the love and support that we have in our community. So daily basis, I can't say thank you enough. I feel like sometimes that's not enough, you know, just to say thank you. But we do appreciate everyone's support. And again, for 40 years, we hope with that love and support, we'll continue to be here for another 40 years.
All right. Let's switch to Molly, Director of Marketing and Events. That's always, it takes a lot of creativity, I guess, to keep finding new ways to draw attention to the house.
It does. And it's been really great, and looking forward to
to sharing our mission with the community and working with Renee and Chris here. I've worked in nonprofits for many years, so we understand all that goes into making things go smoothly.
And if folks are tuning in late, we just want to let them know we're talking with the folks at the Ronald McDonald House in Danville. And you're coming through well, but folks might wonder on the sound. And that really is an after effect of the pandemic, as we've done so many interviews lately, doing it over the phone. But I mean, that obviously part of your policy to protect people, right, Mike?
That's correct. We've established, as a lot of organizations have, protocols for, you know, really protecting our families, having the least amount of exposure for our families, because they have enough on their plate right now. So we're, you know, really enforcing and keeping those protocols, even today, still in place, and we'll continue to do so.
And certainly that that will make sense to folks that have anything to do with ill family member, whatever the illness may be. It's important to avoid those germs. So let's wrap up the program today talking to the house manager, Chris Lehman, and hearing a bit about your job. What do you do?
Some of everything. I often say as house manager, it's like owning another home. But principally, I mean, our main thrust is to provide a comfortable and safe environment for our house guests, to give them any support in any way that we can.
And is that a full-time thing? Do you have volunteers that maybe, you know, I mean, fill in when you're not there? How does that work?
We often have volunteers, or usually have volunteers at the front desk, and we are hoping to invite them back soon. Since the pandemic, we've been operating under a number of restrictions due to COVID, of course. So in adhering to those, we don't have volunteers back, but things are looking up for us, and we do expect to be inviting them back relatively soon.
All right. I look forward to visiting again. Traditionally, I mean, it's, I don't know how many years has been going on, the event in the early part of the year.
Pennsylvania Farm Bureau is wonderful to our organization, and each year they conduct a massive food drive for us. And normally we would invite the media in and the press, and they would then, at this media event, would explain all the efforts they have done throughout the year. Unfortunately, the last 2 years, we were not able to do that. Hopefully, again, we will be able to get that up and going. But they still collected for us. Even through the pandemic, we just did not have the event.
Now, Camp Dost, as coordinator of Camp Dost as well, that's certainly impacted the camp, correct?
Oh, in a big way. Last 2 years, we had virtual camp, which, as you may well know or suspect, was not very satisfactory for our campers nor our volunteers. We had a good time. We had pretty good participation, but it's not the same as meeting on site. We are operating under the assumption that we will have camp in 22 on site, and I can't imagine the enthusiasm of that. I would wager everything that I have that if you asked a camper next July for 1 week, would you rather go to Camp Dost or go to Disney World? Hands down, it would be Camp Dost. And I will always remember one physician from camp bringing in an application, a pediatric oncologist. As he gave me the application, he said, you know, Camp Dost is better than Christmas. And they all feel that way. I mean, it is a treasure that they all hold for a lifetime.
I've seen that enthusiasm, felt it when I visited it during camp in the past. So I can vouch for that as well. I feel like talked to the folks involved for so long. I want to thank Mike Turles, Renee Geringer, Molly Youngs, and Chris Lehman for joining us today on the WPGM Community Forum. Thank you, folks, for sharing.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.